Patriots.
I don't think anything less than our best is going to win the game, so hopefully it's our best.
Eagles.
We felt like underdogs our entire lives and all season.
Super Bowl 52. Our coverage begins Sunday at noon on Extra Sports 1300.
Drive Time Sports on your home of Super Bowl 52, Extra Sports 1300. Ryan Kaufman and Wheels with you here. Our next guest recently wrote that Americans will collectively bet $4.5 billion on the Super Bowl. Who is most of that money being put on, and does public perception match that of the professional bettors? For answer to those questions and more, we welcome to the program David Purdom from ESPN Chalk, and of course a disclaimer that David's entire appearance is for entertainment purposes only. David, how are you today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So with that ridiculous dollar figure that you wrote about the other day, obviously far more than any regular season NFL game or anything like that, does Vegas take a different approach when they initially set the line knowing that all this money is going to come in, or is it just business as usual?
A little bit of both, probably. You know, when they opened this line, you could have found the Patriots as high as 6. I think that was probably higher than their power ratings indicated. But because it is the Patriots and they were expecting public money on the Patriots, they probably went higher. However, that has sort of backfired because the majority of the action, this early action over this last week and a half, 2 weeks, has been on the Eagles. As much as 80% of the bets and the money at William Hill Sportsbook here in Nevada, that's one of the bigger ones that they have. They open up a lot of different properties. But 80% of those bets have been on the Eagles. And right now, if they were to kick off today, the books would be rooting for the Patriots, which seems absurd. That never happens. But right now, they need the Patriots.
But does that have anything to do with the general disdain for that organization? I mean, how much it, maybe it's incalculable. You can't figure out how that, you know, how they're, you know, people are betting, whether with their emotion or with their head. But if you had to venture a guess, would you say that a lot of the money coming in on the Eagles, or some amount of it, is just because people want to profit off of the Patriots losing?
Oh, absolutely. There is definitely an anti-Patriot sentiment that is reflected at the betting windows. It's not uncommon for a Super Bowl. Basically, the public will gravitate towards the underdog and bet that on the money line. They want to bet a little bit to win more. In this case, you know, you're getting about, if you bet $100 on the Eagles to win straight up, you get paid back about $185. So that's not unusual. On the other side, the public likes to bet the favorites. So you would seem to think that there would be some money on the Patriots on the point spread, but I think some of what you just mentioned, there is some kind of anti-Patriot sentiment that is reflected in the betting action. I would add one more thing, too, that there's also kind of, and I kind of consider myself in this camp, there's also a lot of people say, I don't bet against the Patriots, you know.
Right.
They've been too good. They've covered the spread for so long that some people just say, I'm not going to bet against the Patriots, so maybe I'll pass or maybe I'll play on the over-under.
Do you think, and where is the line currently? Has it moved down to 4?
Yeah, it went down to 4 a couple spots today. I think the majority of sports books here have about 4.5, Patriots minus 4.5. Again, it opened at 6. The sophisticated players took the Eagles plus 6, plus 5.5, and plus 5. Once the number got under 5, the sophisticated players have kind of held off a little bit, haven't stopped the public, though. This is one of those rare games so far, at least. That the sharps and the public bettors seem to be on the same side, and that is on the Eagles.
Mm. David Purdom joining us from ESPN Chalk. Please tell me that these prop bets are really for entertainment. Please tell me people aren't putting their hard-earned money on what color Pink's hair is going to be.
Oh, yeah, they bet that. They bet the over-under on how long it's going to take her to sing the national anthem. That's set at 2 minutes offshore. You know, Nevada doesn't take those kind of books. They have those kind of bets. They have some regulations that kind of enforce things to be a little more conservative to keep a place on the field. But gosh, offshore, you can bet that's very popular. The color of the Gatorade that's dumped on the winning coach is a very popular bet. So there's all kinds of things you can wager.
What's your favorite of this Super Bowl?
You know, I'm kind of conservative. I like betting on the coin flip. I think that's kind of a fun thing. It's probably the best odds I'm going to get the whole time. That's heads or tails. And action is pretty split. I just talked to the guys at Caesar Palace a little bit. There's slightly more bets on the heads right now and slightly more money. So maybe I'll fade the public a little bit, go tails.
Tails never fails, David. I don't know why people don't know that. I'm looking at the Westgate, and they have heads and tails both at minus 102 on the money line. So that makes sense, right?
Better odds than you're getting on betting the point spread at minus $1.10. So playing minus 102 for a coin flip bet's probably about the best odds that I'm going to get. Sharp bettors will probably be able to work their way in to get some other bets, sharper money. But, you know, the coin flip is fun to me, and it should be just fun entertainment.
Right. I was interested because that BetterX came out of the woodwork, and I tried to claim that I was him, and no one believed me. But BetterX came out of the woodwork and put a mill on Philly. When people see those kind of stories, do you think that it affects public perception at all when somebody is willing to put that much money down on one side or another?
Yes, I think it affects public perception. However, I would caution that you shouldn't be, influenced by that, because my understanding of BetterX is that he is very good at UFC. He's a respected player at UFC. My understanding is that the World Series that he went on, and just to give you guys some background, he went on a ridiculous run during the World Series where he bet five games and won them all, rolling over his money, and that's how he kind of came to be known. But as far as I know, those were the first baseball games he had bet all year. And this may be the very first football game he's bet all year. So he is not considered to be a respected player in terms of his sharpness on football or baseball. So, yep, he's betting big money and he's taking it out there. But if it's going to influence you, this guy knows something, I don't think that's the case.
For the most entertaining of entertainment purposes, where would you put your money down, or where have you put your money down?
You know, I'm going to be kind of conservative again. I'm going to go with Patriots on the money line.
Okay.
Just to win straight up. I think this is a one-score game. It kind of feels like a one-score game. So, having to give 4 or 5 points, I'm not comfortable doing that. But as I mentioned, I'm also in the camp of not betting against the Patriots. So, I'm going to place the Patriots money line bet. You know, it's minus 175, minus 185. So, I'm a small bettor. I'll probably bet $50, maybe even less than that. But that's kind of how I see this playing out. Kind of a low scoring, one score game. And in that kind of situation, would you rather have Brady or Nick Foles? I think that's kind of obvious.
I think we would be of like mind on that. While we have you, because these opportunities are precious, David Purdom from ESPN Chalk joining us. I find, and you guys at ESPN Chalk have been writing about this over the last few days, DraftKings wants to get into the betting game. How do you think that this will affect leagues that have invested in DraftKings, and do you think that this is a big step forward, if DraftKings does get into this business, a big step forward to, you know, legalize gambling at, you know, like we see in England at the Premier League, where you can go up to the sports book before the game and put some money down on it? Do you think that this DraftKings thing is significant to move in that direction?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything hinges on the Supreme Court right now. They're hearing a case that is reviewing the federal prohibition on legal sports betting. It's called PASPA, the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act. That came out in 1992. It pretty much halted any kind of expansion of legal sports betting to Nevada, kept it all here. They're trying to look at that. A lot of people think they're going to lift that, and you're going to start seeing other states being allowed to, where you'll be allowed to operate off of legal bookmaking. And that's what DraftKings is going to do. And I think that many, many other companies are already interested in it. And you're going to see a pretty mass expansion of sports betting in the U.S. in the coming years.
Last thing before we let you go, David. Broncos are 40-1 to win the Super Bowl. With their pursuit of Kirk Cousins, I guess the appropriate question would be, you like that? 40-1?
Yeah. if you get it now before they sign Cousins, definitely get it then, because you're definitely going to, it's going to drop for sure. If he gets Cousins with that defense that they have, probably need to add some weapons around him a little bit. But with that defense and you add an established quality quarterback like that, 40-1 is too high for a team that has those elements. So as soon as he would sign, that number would drop. So if you were to go ahead and get the 40-1 now, you would be getting the best of the numbers, what they call it.
I know it's in short order, but Vegas moves this way. What happened with Washington on the futures when they traded for Alex Smith?
No, zero. They're okay. At 81, I believe, and they stayed at 81. There was no real move on that. The bookmaker said that, you know, we don't consider it to be any different. Now, we're a year away. We got free agency. We got the draft. It's going to take something pretty significant to move Super Bowl odds for next year at this point, but it certainly didn't impact Washington's odds when they signed Cousins. When they signed Smith.
Right. You can read more of David's work on ESPN.com/chalk and make sure you follow him on Twitter at David Purdum. That's P-U-R-D-U-M for the last name. David, really appreciate the time and the insight. Enjoy the game Sunday, and remember, it's just money.
There you go. Good luck, Ryan.
Yep, thanks, David. There's David Purdum from ESPN Chalk joining us here on Drive Time Sports.